from World Evangelism Center, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, reaching every nation with Bible salvation. It's harvest time. Privileged to speak to you today on the ministry of Harvest Time, to share with you the songs of Zion, the preaching of the wonderful word of the Lord. Pastor O.W. Williams of Lufkin, Texas, will bring to you in a few moments an excellent message entitled, The Comforter. Who in our world could not be greatly blessed with the comforting ministry of the Holy Spirit? Today, your life can be enriched as you hear the wonderful word of God. And now, Sister Sally Ayers, Sister Nancy Granquist, the Harvest Time Chorale, bring you a beautiful song entitled, Take Me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, my blessed Savior,
We would like to suggest that you write this week about the Harvest Time Records. The song that you have just heard is available on one of our Harvest Time Records. We have two splendid recent releases, one entitled Pentecostal Sing and the other The Songs of the Harvest Time Chorale. You won't want to miss these excellent recordings if you have not already written for information. We would like to hear from you. Our address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. What a wonderful friend our Lord is. I would like to share with you at this time a beautiful old hymn. The hymn is entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus himself called it, is the ministry of the Comforter. And what a privilege it is today to assure you that wherever you are, in whatever circumstances, in whatever financial circumstances, in whatever literal circumstances, for we have letters before us from people who are incarcerated in prisons, those who live their lives in loneliness, perhaps because of a rest home, or those who feel set aside from those they love. But Jesus Christ is with you right now, wherever you are. If you want him to come into your life, all you need to do is open the door, and the Comforter will come and minister to you in his own special way. The youth choir of Calvary Tabernacle, Indianapolis, Indiana, under the direction of Mike Jordan, sing for you at this time, The Comforter Has Come.
Me right now. You are to praise the
great privilege for me to bring to you at this time the beloved General Superintendent of the United Pentecostal Church International, Nathaniel A. Urshan. Brother Urshan?
For the special guest pulpit series that we have been presenting throughout this year over harvest time, we are bringing to our pulpit ministry today the ministry of Pastor O.W. Williams of the Eastview United Pentecostal Church in Lufkin, Texas. This man has served very loyally and effectively in the United Pentecostal Church for a number of years. He is not only a founder of churches, but he has pastored several very successful churches as well as working in the very significant capacity as the district superintendent of the state of Texas. And during this month, he is going to major in the theme, the Holy Ghost and the Name. The message that Brother Williams is bringing to you today as the special pulpit guest speaker is the Comforter.
From chapter 14, the book of St. John, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Comforter was promised both in the Old and the New Testament. In fact, the prophet Joel spoke of the Comforter when he said in 2:28, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." And in St. Matthew in chapter 3 and verse 11, quoting John, when he said, "And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." The Apostle Peter, quoting the prophet Joel in the second chapter of Acts, showing that the Pentecostal experience was the fulfillment of this prophecy when he said, "It shall be upon all flesh." It has literally been fulfilled in that God is baptized with His Spirit millions of men and women of every race and creed. John the Baptist prophesied that Jesus would baptize you and I with the baptism of the Holy Ghost when he said, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. The latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." The disciples, our apostles, were commanded to tarry until the Comforter came. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." And Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, You have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence." Jesus commanded the disciples to tarry in Jerusalem and wait for that promise. The day of Pentecost had not fully come, and so the Comforter had not arrived. The Holy Ghost was to be outpoured on that memorable day. Therefore, they had to tarry until the day of Pentecost came. And, of course, since that day, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to tarry any longer. We do not have to wait any further for the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because at that time, the Holy Ghost was not yet given, the Bible said. For John, quoting in 7:37 and 38, he said, "And in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thus spake he of the Spirit, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." The church today is not commanded to tarry, of course, for the Comforter, because the day that you believe with all of your heart, the day that you accept Jesus Christ in old-fashioned repentance and godly sorrow, the day that you're buried with Him in baptism into His beautiful name, that is the day that you can be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God would give the utterance. The Apostolic Church, of course, is a Spirit-filled body. For the Bible said in Acts 2 and 4, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And Acts 8 and verse 17, the Bible said, "Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost." And Ephesians 5 and verse 18, Paul said, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." He exhorted the Ephesians to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. And this is exactly what happened in the upper room on the day of Pentecost with the 120 disciples were tarrying there as they were filled with the wonderful power of the living God. Every member of the New Testament church is Spirit-filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Gentiles in Cornelius' household experienced the very same experience as the Jews on the day of Pentecost. In fact, a careful study of the Word of the Lord, you'll see that the Jews in Acts chapter 2 received the Holy Ghost. The Samaritans at Acts 8 verses 14 through 17 were filled with the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts 9 and verse 17.
the Gentiles in chapter 10, verses 44 through 48, were filled with the baptism of the Spirit of God. The Bible said that while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon all that received the word. And Peter heard them speak with tongues, and as he listened to them speaking in tongues, he said, "Can any man forbid water, seeing these have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the birth of the Spirit. In St. John chapter 3, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, Nicodemus said, "We know that you're a man of God, because no man can do these miracles except he is of God." And Jesus looked at him and he said, "Except you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus said in St. John 3 and 5, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Ladies and gentlemen, Acts 2:38 is the beautiful criteria whereby you can be filled with that beautiful experience. For Peter commanded them to repent of their sins and to be buried in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, and to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then, of course, the Holy Ghost baptizes one into the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, the Bible said, "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." The child of God is placed into the body of Christ, and at the same time, Christ comes into him. This may be illustrated by placing an empty cup into a pail of water. The cup is in the water, and the water is in the cup. God has set the members in the body as it has pleased him. Every saint is a member of the body, and God has placed him in there according to his own divine will. And ladies and gentlemen, when you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, when the Comforter comes, you will speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. For in the initial outpouring of the Spirit, in chapter 2 and verse 4 of the book of Acts, the Bible said they all were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. In Acts 10 and verse 46, "For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God." In Acts 19 and verse 6, the Bible said, "And they spake with tongues and prophesied." Of course, we understand that millions have fought this wonderful outpouring of the Spirit because they have not understood it. But yet at the same time, other millions have been filled with the wonderful power of the living God. And the good news today is that this experience is yours, and you can be filled with the power of God. Now, it is necessary to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be ready for the coming of Jesus Christ back to this world. Now, you and I believe from the Word of God that Jesus has promised to come again. For he said, "Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." And Romans 8 and verse 11 said, "By one Spirit," thank God, that Spirit that we have will quicken our mortal bodies. And when he comes again, that Spirit will cause us to go and meet him in the air. And Matthew 25 and verse 4, the Bible said, "But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps." They were filled with the Spirit of God, and they had the power to lift them from this earth. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost. I bring you good news today, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to just be a nominal church member. You don't have to just know a catechism. You don't have to just know an organizational theory. There is an experience for you, and that experience is the infilling of God's power within your very life. It is the Holy Ghost who will quicken our bodies at the rapture of the church. Without the Spirit, then, we cannot have hope of the rapture. This truth is also clearly taught by the parable of the 10 virgins. Oil is a symbol of the Spirit of God. The wise virgins who had oil in their lamps are saints who keep filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And so today, may I urge you to look at the second chapter of the book of Acts one more time. When they cried out, out and said in Acts 2:37, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" This direct question was asked at least three times. And of course, it was answered with the positive each time. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized every one of you into the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is to you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call."
With a clear and certain sound, a printed copy of today's outstanding gospel message is available to you if you will request it when you write to us at Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would be extremely pleased to hear from you this week and to hear that you are attending the United Pentecostal Church near you. You'll love the atmosphere of this faith-proclaiming center in your area. Now, on behalf of our General Superintendent, Nathaniel A. Urshan, and the people of the United Pentecostal Church International, this is Hugh Rose saying God bless you. It was great to be with you today, and we'll be looking forward to being with you next week.